Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hello and welcome to the Everything Is Black and White podcast. Time for an emergency episode this week with myself, Andrew Musgrove, and our chief Newcastle United writer, Lee Ryder. And it's because we've had some devastating news about Sven Botman, Newcastle United centre-back. And you guys have probably all heard by now that the Dutch defender is out for at least 6 months. It could be as much as 9 months after an ACL injury picked up in that game against Manchester City. The 24-year-old will have surgery next week. Lee, devastating news for Botman, who I think we can all agree has shown the potential to be one of the best defenders we've seen at the club, especially during the Premier League era. Just your initial thoughts on the news that he could be out for as much as 9 months.
Yeah, I mean, it's an absolute hammer blow for Newcastle. And on Saturday night, you know, pretty much as soon as the match report had been filed, the next immediate line for me was the Sven Botman injury, because when I seen him heading straight down the tunnel, I knew it wasn't good. I knew it wasn't just a general substitution. I knew that there was obviously something seriously wrong with him, and it was not looking good. And yeah, so that pretty much was one of the main headlines from Saturday. And to see this news a few days later, not a shock that he's going to have the operation. Definitely a shock that, you know, could be up to 9 months, could be talking about Christmas now. And yeah, just devastated for the players. And my heart goes out to him, because he's got a long road ahead now.
Yeah, he's had a horrendous look with injuries this season. I mean, I don't know about you, but I can't remember a player having two ACL injuries in a season. And like you say, the road to recovery is going to be huge. And I guess a lot of people, Lee, have probably seen Tyrone Mings at Aston Villa and the work he's going through to get back to fitness. Ironically, that injury came against Newcastle, didn't it, at the start of the season. And a lot of people have pointed out the difference in the muscle in one leg to the leg which he injured. And that gives you a little bit of a hint of what Botman's going to have to go through potentially to get back to his best.
Yeah, I mean, injuries are part and parcel of football, really. But, you know, the long-term ones are the ones that are the sad part of football. And, you know, aside from, you know, obviously we're not doctors or medics, but aside from a player breaking his leg, then generally a knee injury is probably the worst. I mean, 9 months is almost as bad as a broken leg, really. And, you know, to be out for that amount of time and watch your teammates prepare for a new season, potentially play in Europe again, and also for Botman to not be involved with his country as well, is really hard for him to take. So I think he's got the full sympathy of the Newcastle fans. And let's just hope it's a speedy recovery, and maybe it's closer to 6 months than nine. And then, you know, by the time pre-season begins, then there might be some light at the end of the tunnel for him if that is the case. So let's just hope it's a short one. But by the same token, because of what's happened this season, you don't want any sort of corners to be cut. You just want him back and back to his best.
Yeah, you certainly do. And we will talk about the fact that he's missing out on Euro 2024. I mean, no guarantee he would have been in the squad, but it's been one of those seasons where I think at the start of the season, he definitely would have been eyeing up a place in that squad. But you mentioned there kind of what's happened before this injury was confirmed. And we spoke about how he's had, this is now the second ACL. Obviously, the first injury came against Sheffield United. And he elected not to have surgery. It was a rehabilitation program, no surgery. A lot of people saying, Lee, in hindsight, maybe that was the wrong decision. You know, the club would say, well, we spoke to several experts. No one was confirming, you know, what was the best route. The player decided that he didn't want to go under the knife. It's one of those, isn't it, where it's easy to look back in hindsight and question if the right decision was made.
Yeah, it is. I guess part of the thinking for him to play on with the injury might have been because Newcastle's season was still alive. There was still something to fight for. I know there's still something to fight for now. But in terms of the FA Cup, there was still something on the board for them there. And I just wonder if, you know, perhaps the decision was factored by, you know, Newcastle's prospects of success in that competition. And, you know, now that that's gone, and obviously he got injured in that game anyway, you know, maybe it is the best time for it to happen. Had it happened last season, then, you know, Newcastle's chances would have been reduced in other competitions as well. So it's been a tough road for him. I guess the thing for Newcastle now is they know their summer recruitment must, the priority was always probably to bring in another centre-back anyway. They've been looking. But now that feels like that is at the top of the list now for me.
And I mean, Eddie Howe must just be kind of shaking his head in disbelief because he's had such a long list of injuries to deal with key players. I mean, Botman had already missed 17 games between September and December, so they'd been out without a key player in Botman, but they'd also obviously been out without Tonali, who's been suspended, and I think Matt Target picked up an injury by then, Harvey Barnes. You know, the list just goes on and on and on. What was Eddie Howe thinking now? Because he must just be thinking, when does it end?
Yeah, I mean, it's been relentless, and it feels like every player's had his problems this season, but there are a couple that have, you know, been strong and got all the way through. Without missing a game, there's a couple. I think Fabian Shaw and Miguel Almiron have been available for the majority of that time. Anthony Gordon for a large bulk of it, and Bruno as well. But pretty much everybody else has had problems at some point. Some have played through the pain barrier in Sean Longstaff, which just came to light in the last week or so. So there's been lots of different problems for Eddie Howe. He admitted it earlier in the season that perhaps mistakes have been made with decision making. For him, it was his first attempt at playing in European competition. I think Newcastle owners knew that this season was going to be tough, but quite this tough. I don't think anyone could have imagined it. I think it's been inevitable they were going to suffer injuries, but I think the bad luck factor mixed in with all that has been worse than anyone could have imagined. So I think a lot of lessons will be learned from this season. And especially going into next season, if it is Europa Conference League that we're talking about, then, you know, hopefully they can take some of the research they've got from this season into that, because that looks like it's going to be even more long-winded than this season. There'll be four competitions. There will almost be four and a half competitions in some ways, because there could be playoffs involved in it. So let's wait and see what happens there. Newcastle have got to get there, of course, as well. But I think whatever happens, Europe or not Europe, they've learned lessons from this season.
Yeah, indeed. And I think the other thing we have to look at as well, it's not just about Sven Botman going under the knife and then recovering from the operation and getting back to fitness. There's going to have to be some real support from his mental health side of things as well, you would assume, because, you know, he's missed the last five games of the Champions League, which is a massive blow. He's missing the chance to be part of the Holland squad in the Euros 2024 this summer. And then obviously he's missing a massive chunk of football as well. We've seen, you know, the support was has been there for Sandro Tonali. He's been part of the squad, still training, which has been brilliant. But, you know, this is missing out on that, on these important key moments of your career. It will impact you. So, you know, it's going to be tough for him mentally as well.
It is. I mean, at least Newcastle have got in place Dr. Ian Mitchell, the club psychologist. So he is available for all the players all the time, really. While he might not be taking part in team talks, it's not that kind of arrangement. He is there to support the players with the mental health and the well-being, which is it's not just a huge part of football now. It's a huge part of everything, isn't it, really? How we're feeling, how things are making we feel and things like that. So I think that will be that'll be important for him. But by the same token, I have to say, I've always found, I have spoken to Sven Botman on a number of occasions, and I've always found him a very strong lad, very strong character, very determined, very confident. Don't forget, early in his career, he got sort of told at Ajax he wasn't good enough. He bounced back. You know, he secured this move last season. He was outstanding. This season, it's never really got going for him, but he's still done a job to an extent while having bad moments as well. So, I mean, I still think he's very young. He's got more than enough time to bounce back from this. And, you know, even himself said this morning that, you know, he hopes to be a better player for this experience. So lots of positives. Sometimes players can emerge bigger and better after injury setbacks. And for him, maybe doubly determined. So let's wish him all the best and hope we see that better player next season at some stage.
Yeah, fingers crossed. You mentioned there his post on social media this morning, and he said it is difficult to accept that surgery is out of the question after fighting so hard to avoid this step. The support and love I've already received means a lot to me. I won't be able to do what I love the most for a while, but after my knee problems recently, I know I will come out of the period as a better player. My team, Newcastle United, remain the most important, and I will continue to support you every day. We are a family. Lots of love, Sven Botman. So clearly devastated, but looking at the positives and getting ready to come back fighting fit. And as you said there, and as he said, a better player. Do you think, Lee, he has struggled since that initial ACL? His form has dipped off. He's not been at the level that we come to expect from last season. It was very notable, especially in recent weeks as well. Do you think that initial injury maybe impacted him a little bit more than some expected it to?
I guess, you know, without sort of seeing medical reports and stuff like that, yeah, you could say that. But also, it coincides with Newcastle's form plummeting as well. And every player suffers when there's bad form. I think the Arsenal game was a nightmare for him. Probably, you know, his lowest moment as a Newcastle player that night. But I think even before he went off injured against Man City, there was clearly problems. I mean, the camera flickered on him a couple of times, as we touched on the other day. And, you know, his facial expression said it all for me. He was someone who was suffering. It was a face of suffering, wasn't it, really? And I feel really bad for him. So let's just hope he can put it behind him. His form hasn't been good this season, but I mean, like last season, I think I wrote a number of times, I used the words unflappable. I used the words Dutch defensive masterclass. He was absolutely brilliant last season in his first year. And he was probably one of the big, big components of Newcastle getting in the Champions League. And, you know, that back five, you know, which was, they took the picture of it, didn't he, of them all coming together, and it was a banner. It was iconic of last season. So they'll be looking to get back to that at some stage, getting all those players back from that sort of picture. But the short term, someone's going to have to step up and be as brilliant as he can be. So I hope that that happens soon. Me and you were having that conversation earlier this morning about who could come in and replace him. So there's a few options there. There's a few alternatives. But whoever steps up must know that they're going to have to find the best form, because these last 10 games, I think we calculated the other day, didn't we, that 6 or 7 wins are needed possibly from these last 10 games. And Newcastle have got to finish this season on a high.
And if you haven't heard that episode or watched it, you can go back and find it. It came out on Wednesday morning as Lee shared his verdict on what Newcastle can achieve in the remainder of the season. And
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, me and Lee spoke off camera about how Eddie Howe replaces Sven Botman in the starting 11, and Eddie Howe has got options. I think that the two or maybe three that spring to mind would be Jamal Lascelles coming in, as he did in the early part of the season and performed really well. I was so impressed by Lascelles, you know, when he came in and replaced Botman, because I think the initial fear was, okay, you know, he's not as good as Botman, it's down a level at the very least, but he's become a better player by not playing. He's always been working hard in the background, and he's just seems to have flourished under Eddie Howe. I know maybe against Blackburn he wasn't at his best, but I think aside from that, he's been absolutely brilliant. Lascelles, captain, leader, and he would be my pick to come in alongside Fabian Schär. And I know you said when we were talking off camera that would mean Fabian Schär moving over to accommodate, but I think they worked well. You know, they handled PSG okay. There was a few of the outstanding games that Lascelles and Schär had together. The other option, Lee, would be Dan Byrne potentially coming in and playing alongside Fabian Schär with either Matt Target at left back, potentially Tino Livramento and Kraft coming on the right while Trippier's recovering. I mean, we'll speak about those two options first. Which one would you go for if you were making the decisions?
Yeah, I mean, there's an abundance of options there. Even in adversity, there's some options there for Eddie Howe to take a close look at. Now, I mean, one that we discussed before was, you know, where does Paul Dummett stand in all this, really? I mean, he can play on the... You could still have Fabian Schär on the right-hand side of defence, which is his best position, and Paul Dummett can play on the left-hand side, which he did very well in the Carabao Cup this season. I mean, he'd be raring to go. He's been pretty much available. I think he's been available for all the games that he hasn't been involved in. I think he's been there or thereabouts. So for me, he would be a reasonable option. You could go back to pre-season in 22-23. I think we were over in Austria and we were talking about Botman coming in and where he would figure and what the future would mean for Dan Byrne, because at that point we were all thinking Dan Byrne is a centre-back because that's where he'd finished the previous season. So he can do the job as well. He can do it well. For me, if I'm pushed at the minute, you probably are looking at Lascelles taking up that right-hand side berth and Schär moving across to his sort of weaker foot. I think that's got to be the starter for 10. But if there's more injury trouble, then maybe you are looking at Dan Byrne and using Matt Target or Lewis Hall on the left.
Yeah, I think Dan Byrne's looked much more comfortable when he's gone into the middle. So maybe he could play three across the back and then have the two wing backs, five at the back and make it a bit more defensive. I just think Dan Byrne is consistently targeted. He looks to be Newcastle's weak link, and that's no disrespect to him, but I just think opposition teams like to go down that flank, and he just looks better, I think, as a centre-back. And when you have options like Tino Livramento or Lewis Hall on that target, then it might make sense to move him into the middle, maybe try a new formation or the same formation we saw at City in the remainder and 10 games of the season. Just experiment a little bit and certainly take Dan Burn out of the firing line that is at left back. But I do think it'll be Fabian Scher and Jamal Lascelles against West Ham. That would be my nods. And listeners and viewers of the podcast know I'm a big fan of Lascelles, and I'd back him 100% to refine that form he had when he initially replaced Botman at the early part of the season. I did ask people, Lee, on social media for their thoughts. So our colleague James Robinson, who's one of the local Democracy reporters for the Chronicle, he mentions Paul Dummett and says he played left centre-back this season against City and Man United, kept two clean sheets and then hasn't had a look in. And he wants to see more sliding tackles from Paul Dummett. So Paul's got his vote there. Johnny says, would be the right time to give Hall more minutes at left-back, rotate with Target, rotate Scher, Burn and Lascelles at centre-back. Kieran says it's got to be either Lascelles or Scher. Scher or Burn could be an option, or five at the back with all three, and Hall at left-back. Stuart says Lascelles was fantastic when he replaced Botman originally, so get him in. It seems to be a mix of kind of moving Burn at the centre and starting Lascelles as well. So be interesting to see what he does going forward. I think most people are saying he'll most likely leave Burn at left back, which is what I said to you. I said the Great Wall of China will crumble before he plays Burn at centre back. But every time I seem to question Eddie Howe, he seems to do the exact opposite. So maybe there's the next thing he does. But In terms of the transfer market, Lee, where does this leave Newcastle? Because I think a lot of people already felt they had to go out and sign a centre back. Do you think that now moves to two centre-backs, or is it stick with one, get your first choice? And a lot of people talking about Lloyd Kelly from Bournemouth, who would be available on a free. And then you see what you can do maybe at the end of the window, if there's a loan market, or even you go to Alex Murphy and say, look, here's your opportunity to maybe stake a claim.
I mean, there's options. I mean, I think they have to go and buy. They need to buy probably as many players as they can, really. I mean, Eddie Howe played down the prospect of the squad overhaul last week. He can't see that happening, but they probably need to sign at least three or four players. So, I mean, they've looked. I mean, obviously Lloyd Kelly is a player he knows well, and we know for a fact that they're interested, but so are a number of other clubs. To get him would be a great coup, really. Branthwaite at Everton as well, costly. You know, the figures that are being bandied around are incredible for him, but the fact he's in the England squad says exactly where he is in his career. If there's one top English centre back at the minute, then he'd be that man. So for me, he would be a great signing as well. There's a couple of others I've thrown in to the piece I've done before, so have a look at those. I think, generally speaking, I think they've got to go and buy a new centre-back this summer. If you were to go in without one, then I think that you're asking for trouble. And it keeps everyone else on their toes as well. I mean, Botman will be doubly determined anyway to come back. But if you've got those two quality operators in each position, then it just makes life much better for the fans, because they know that every player's fighting tooth and nail for that place. So I think every way you look at it, bringing in new players is a good option.
It certainly is. And do you think the injury to Botman kind of pushes the need for a centre-back more into the focus? Because we've spoke the other day about priorities and, I've said a striker, others said a number six, others want a winger, others do want a centre-back. But do you think now Botman has been ruled out for so long, that does push the need for a centre-back up the list to potentially the top position?
Yeah, I mean, centre-back, centre-mid, centre-forward, strengthening the spine of the team is going to be important. I mean, depending on what happens with Dubravka, potentially another goalkeeper coming in as well. We'll have to wait and see. There's definitely going to be, they'll be signing a goalkeeper of some sort or some age this summer, I would imagine. Definitely with Karius looking like he's going to leave as well. So, yeah, they do, you know, I'm seeing three or four signings. You could probably stretch that to four or five if you wanted. Privately, Eddie Howe will want to make as many new signings as he can because they are so far off the top four this season. If that was the standard last season, then they're nowhere near it now. They need to improve. They probably needed to sign more players in the last summer. I mean, the last window didn't sign anybody. So it's, you cannot stand still in football. And even in the last 12 months, we've been overtaken by other teams. And that's the sad reality of it. You can't stand still. I'm not saying Newcastle have stood still per se, but that the last two windows are questionable in terms of the players they've bought in, and you've got to be realistic about it. If they want to get back to the Champions League, then there's a big improvement that needs to be made.
It certainly is, and it's going to be an interesting summer transfer window, to say the least. Well, this has been the Other Thing is Black and White podcast, a little extra episode coming this week on the back of Sven Botman's news that he will be out for 6 to 9 months. Hit subscribe, give a thumbs up to the YouTube channel, and we'll see you guys very soon.